afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, broadcasting live on this Wednesday afternoon. Well, how are you? You doing okay? Boy, the world's crazy right now. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad to be an American, but sometimes it'd be just as cool to blast off with those astronauts and go to outer space for a while, wouldn't it? Just get away from it all for a while, right? Maybe set up shop on Mars. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? Yeah. If they could find a way for us to live up there for a while, sign me up. I will go. Well, we've got the usual offbeat news on tap for you today, along with trivia. We're giving away a McDonald's gift card today, a $5 McDonald's gift card today. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon to our trivia winner. And we've got all kinds of questions for you to answer, some of them easy, some of them easier. Some of them may be a little bit hard, but we'll see as the afternoon rolls along. We want to say thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. Also want to tell you about my website. You can check out the website for the show. It's radionate.webs.com. That's WEBS, radionate.webs.com. There's all kinds of things for you to explore up there. A photo album, pictures of me looking a little different. I think I've got one with the goatee, without the goatee. So you can see me either way up there at radionate.webs.com. Also, don't forget the radio station website at wwgh1071.com. They've got all of Charlie's shows up there, and they've got all of the shows. If you click on Show Archives, you can just go through and have an adventure listening to your favorite show. How about that? Pretty cool, right? Well, as I mentioned, it is June the 3rd, and so that means it's a special day today. It's National Running Day. National Running Day. It's also National Egg Day. National Repeat Day. June the 3rd. National Repeat Day. National Repeat Day. You see what I did there? Anyhow, it's also National Chocolate Macaroons Day. National Chocolate Macaroons Day. See, I'm celebrating National Repeat Day by repeating everything, so you get it. So there you go. Anybody wanting to celebrate a holiday today, you can. National Running Day, National Egg Day, National Repeat Day, and National Chocolate Macaroons Day on this June the 3rd. All right, let's turn to trivia, see if we can get some answers here at 740-383-9944. Here's how this works. Our regulars know it. If you're new to the program, here's how it goes down. You just call and answer any of these trivia questions, and we'll put you in a drawing for this week's gift, which it's the McDonald's gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon, and we will pick a lucky winner totally at random. And everybody's welcome to call, okay? Everybody's welcome on this show. So 740-383-9944 is our phone number. And here's the answer to a trivia question. So if you know, jump right on it. Which country is one of the world's top diamond producers? Which country is one of the world's top diamond producers? 740-383-9944 if you know. What is the world's tallest mountain? What is the world's tallest mountain? On what continent would you find the Alps? On what continent would you find the Alps? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Ace. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm here. Would it be Africa?
Yeah, for the diamond producers?
Right.
Yeah, some countries over in Africa. That's right. That's the basic answer. That's correct.
Right.
So, so what you been up to? Anything?
Oh, just trying to stay in and out of the way. Trying to get moved.
Oh, trying to get moved, huh? Oh,
yeah, trying to get moved.
Oh, boy, that's always a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
So you're trying to do it in little vehicles, or you got the big moving van?
Right, small vehicle.
Small vehicles, okay. Yeah, that's the way I always, that's the way I did it the one time I moved from an apartment to a house. That's the way I did it, little vehicles.
Yep, that's what I'm driving you.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yep.
Well, you got anything on the menu for tonight?
I'm not cooking tonight. The kids are going to cook them wherever they go on.
Oh, boy, it's up to them, huh?
Yeah, it's up to them.
Okay, so hopefully it's good, right?
I guess whatever they put on, we'll have to eat it.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> Well, hey, good luck to you on your moving.
Bye.
All right, you too, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Bob Austin, first call of the day at 740-383-9944. Jump on the line, and you can answer a question, too. On what continent would you find the Alps? On what continent would you find the Alps? Okay, if you're exploring one of the world's most isolated islands, there's some strange-looking stone statues to keep you company. Where are you? If you're exploring one of the world's most isolated islands, there are strange-looking statues to keep you company. What island are you on? It's a famous island, and these stone statues are in a certain order, and they're famous. They have a certain name. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you the name of the statues. They're Stonehenge. So what statues are the Stonehenge located? The water in this shrieking lake is 8.6 times saltier than that of most oceans, and it can float easily. Where is this located? All right, 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Easter Island.
Yes, Easter Island. Yes, where Stonehenge is located. That is correct. How's your day going today?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, that's good. Have you had any rain in your area today?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I don't, unless it started since I've been here in the building, as of at least 3:45 this afternoon out there, it wasn't raining here either, so.
Yeah, we had 3 or 4 drops in that bed.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I got out and walked my mile today. I try to do a mile in the morning and a mile at night, so I got 1 mile in today. I might have to do my other mile working out inside. So.
Yeah.
Because it looks like the chance of rain goes up as we go on tonight.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, I got you all signed up for the McDonald's. I appreciate the phone call.
All right.
All right. You have a good one now.
All right. You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, another one of our regulars, David Avery. Okay, the water in the shrinking lake is 8.6 times saltier than that of most oceans. I don't know why they, in this question, they refer to it as a lake. Maybe it officially is, but anyhow, it can you can float easily here. Where are you at? And I believe this is over in Israel, to give you a little hint. Where is the organ that controls balance? Where on the body is the organ that controls balance? I have trouble with balance sometimes. I got a little magnetic bracelet that I got off of a friend that actually helps, believe it or not. Seriously. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be the Dead Sea?
Yes, the Dead Sea's what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. I'm a first-time caller, but long-time listener.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
In fact, I was talking, I think it was your aunt on Monday. She had a picture of when you came out to WMRN. You were about 7 or 8 years old and took a tour.
Oh, yes. I remember going there with my grandma. Yeah, she took me out there. And then in the later years, when I was a little older, we came back. I brought my grandma back, and you let her say a little something on tradio.
Did I?
Yeah, you let her.
It must have been your grandmother I was talking to then.
Well, my grandmother's passed on. You probably were talking with my aunt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my grandma passed a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you actually, she had a little something she wanted to read about the Tradio police and different things. she wanted to read something, and you let her go ahead and then just read that on the air.
Well, I was talking to her earlier in the week, and I said, well, I listen to him a lot when I'm in the car on Wednesdays, but I've never called in. I said, if he asks a question on Wednesday I know the answer to, I'll just give him a call. So that's all I wanted to say, but I enjoy listening to your trivia.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you, too, and, of course, listen to you for many years.
Well, hey, thanks, Nate. Hang in there, and take care.
Hey, you too, Jeff.
All right, thank you, Nate.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, the famous Jeff Ruth right there here on WWGH. What an honor to have Jeff call in and answer a trivia question here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Hey, we're in a break. We'll take that. Come right back.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, adopt U.S. kids and the Ad Council.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we are doing trivia, and thanks so much to the callers that have called so far. We've heard from Bob, David, and the famous Jeff Ruth so far here on 107.1 on the FM dial. Hey, acupuncture is an alternative therapy. What implements does it use? Acupuncture is an alternate therapy. What implements does it use? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you, Ernie?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
Sounds like you're flying solo today, huh?
Yeah, flying solo. The wife went back to work full-time this week.
That's good.
And fortunately, the time that she was off, they paid her for the full 40 hours a week. So
Wow. That
was a blessing, too.
That is great.
They had enough money in their treasury to do
uh-huh.
that. So,
that
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't go hungry.
That's good. Well, it's the inner ear that controls the balance.
Yes, that is right. And sometimes I wonder if mine's a little off.
There's a lot of people that have those problems.
Yep. Yeah. Like I was saying, a friend of mine gave me a magnetic therapy bracelet that's
uh-huh.
supposed to help with balance. And I think it does, because sometimes when I'm not wearing it, I do notice I'm a little bit
notice.
More. Yeah,
huh.
I do notice.
It's a sort of a strange thing. There's a lot of different type of therapies that they use, you know, leaning your head back over a bed or something like that and doing different things that some work and some don't.
Right.
So,
it just depends.
Yep.
Hey, I'm sure you've been over to where my wife and I went over the weekend. We went over to Indian Lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my youngest brother lives over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we it was a little cool that day, but we still went to a couple of beaches and just took some pictures and hung out a little bit.
Nice
we
drove
around as much as we could. I think we hit about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, of course, there was some flea markets and stuff we stopped at along the ways that was pretty interesting over there. We had a good time.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah, it's a neat place. And then we passed the exit. I thought of you because you was talking several weeks ago about, I believe, is it the Piat Castles?
Piat, yeah. Uh-huh.
Piat Castles. Yeah. We saw the exit for those. I thought, oh, man, it'd be neat to get off and go see those. But we'll have to put that on the list of something to go over
very
and see.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. That'd be cool to see.
All right.
All righty, sir.
Thanks,
well,
Dave.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ernie Brees, and he is in the drawing here this afternoon right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. What red protein transports oxygen around the body in blood? What red protein transports oxygen around the body in blood? And the final question for now, what are the tendons at the back of the knees called? What are the tendons at the back of the knees called? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944. Lines open for you. We're giving away a McDonald's gift card this afternoon at 4:55. If you would like to be in the mix, just simple, just give me a call. Turning to offbeat news now, an award-winning sled dog racer arrived home Tuesday with 24 dogs in a historic plane after being stranded in Alaska. Thomas Warner, 47, of Norway, who won the Iditarod Trail sled dog race in March, told CNN he'll remember the past few months and the historic ride home for the rest of his life. The Iditarod is a nearly 1,000-mile annual race in its 48th year on the trail from Anchorage to Nome. Warner won the race March 18th. After that, travel restrictions to curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic left him stranded in Alaska. But he came up with an escape plan for both himself and the dogs. Quote, "I would not leave before I had a solution for the dogs," he said. "And I think that was the right decision to make, because I don't think the dogs would make it back until October or something. Otherwise, word that a local airline had been attempting to sell a DC-6 aircraft to the Museum of Aviation History in Sola, Norway, sparked the idea. The historic airline had made its maiden voyage in 1946 and flew to three separate continents over its 60 years of service. Warner happened to know the plane's owner and, with help from his main sled dog race sponsor, was able to hitch the lift Tuesday along 16 dogs of his own dogs and 8 left behind by one of his competitors. And, well, he is back where he needs to be. And on a historic plane as well. Pretty cool. Emily Kinellos Sims has received a Guinness World Record for the largest book fine ever paid at more than $345. Kinellos Sims paid the $345.14 fine, even though she wasn't the one who actually borrowed the book. She found the book, Days and Deeds, a book of children's poems in her mother's house that was due back at the Kewanee Public Library in Illinois on April 19, 1955. The fine had accumulated at 2 cents a day when she paid it 47 years later. Though the fine was the largest ever paid, some books have taken longer to return to the library. George Washington borrowed a book, The Law of Nations, from the New York Library after becoming president and didn't return it. The Mount Vernon estate returned it 221 years later. They didn't say how much the fine was on that one or if they even fined him, but I'm sure they at least wanted to, because they could get some good money out of that, right? You ever got a big old fine at the library? I have a story about that I probably shouldn't tell. But at one of the libraries, it could be local, it could be not, but my fines got so high that I haven't been back ever since. I returned everything, but my fines are so high, I never wanted to pay them, so I've never been back. I won't tell you what library. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, hamstrings.
Oh, hamstrings? Yes.
Yes.
Those are the tendons at the back of the knees. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right, I'm going to take a guess here. Is this Lucas?
No, Noah.
Oh, this is Noah. I get you and the other boy confused when you call. Sorry about that, Noah. Have you been playing today?
Yes.
Have you been outside and played on your bike or anything?
Working in the gravel.
Oh, working in the gravel. Well, that's fun. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling. I'm going to put you in the drawing for the McDonald's gift card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good day now.
I will.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, got several kids that call me now, and I appreciate it. 740-383-9944. A group of Hawaiian fishermen who landed a pair of yellowfin tuna weighing a total of 220 pounds donated the fish to healthcare workers at local hospitals. Kyle Nakamoto, executive producer of the diving show Hawaii Skin Diver TV, said he and four friends reeled in two massive yellowfin tuna during a recent outing, and they converted the 220 pounds of fish into meals for healthcare workers. So there you go. That's our stack of offbeat news for the moment. June 3rd, 2020. Here's what happened on this day in history. Let's rewind and go all the way back to the year 1800 when John Adams moved to Washington, D.C. He was the first president to live in what later became the capital of the United States. 1805, a peace treaty between the U.S. and Tripoli was completed in the captain's cabin on board the U.S. Constitution. 1851, the New York Knickerbockers became the first baseball team to wear uniforms. 1856, Colin Whipple patented the screw machine. 1888, Cassie at the Bat, the poem by Ernest Lawrence Thayer, was first published. 1918, the Finnish Parliament ratified its treaty with Germany. On this date in 1923, in Italy, Benito Mussolini granted women the right to vote. 1952, a rebellion by North Korean prisoners in the prison camp in South Korea was put down by American troops. 1959, the first class graduated from the Air Force Academy in Denver, Colorado. 1965, Edward White became the first American astronaut to do a spacewalk when he left the Gemini 4 capsule. Hi, we're on the air.
Needles?
What was that one more time?
Needles.
Needles, you said?
Yeah.
Yes, acupuncturists and the ultimate, and that's what they use for acupuncture therapy is needles. Very good. That was one of the harder questions I have. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, I guess probably your name is the wrong caller earlier. Is this Lucas?
Yep.
All right, I got you right. Okay, buddy, I'm going to put you in the drawing for the McDonald's gift card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling and thanks for listening, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All righty. Getting some trivia questions answered here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Appreciate the phone calls This afternoon, oh, I've got one more on this day in history. 1985, after 5 years, the characters of Nancy and Chris Hughes return to CBS TV's As the World Turns. All right, let's grab this stack of trivia questions. We've got 1 minute before the break. And so if you try to call and I don't pick up, I'll just go ahead and press the button and just hold on until I get to you. And we will put you on the air after the break, okay? What is the world's tallest mountain? What is the world's tallest mountain? On what continent would you find the Alps? On what continent would you find the Alps? What red protein transports oxygen around the body and blood? What red protein transports oxygen around the body and blood? What type of remedy is made purely from plants? What type of remedy is made purely from plants? Hi, we're on the air. Yes, Mount Everest is the tallest mountain. That is correct. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. And what is your name?
Allison.
All right. Good to hear from you. Have you been having a pretty good day today? Good deal. All right. Well, I'll put you in the drawing for the McDonald's gift card, okay? All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
This is Scott Spears, and today we jump into the audio archive to remember one of my favorite guests, a lady who appeared on my program maybe more than anybody else, Phyllis Diller. Phyllis died at age 95.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
All right, we are back, and we are giving out trivia questions right and left. What red protein transports oxygen around the body in blood? What type of remedy is made purely from plants? What type of remedy is made purely from plants? Aircrafts that fly faster than the speed of sound are called what? Aircrafts that fly faster than the speed of sound are called what? What is the mechanical device with angled blades that forces a boat forward? Oh, this is so easy. What is the mechanical device with angled blades that forces a boat forward? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, call in. I'll put you in the drawing for this McDonald's gift card, which we will give away at 4:55 this afternoon. To protect its aluminum structure, the Space Shuttle Orbiter was covered with heat-resistant objects. What were they? To protect its aluminum structure, the Space Shuttle Orbiter was covered with what heat-resistant objects? What is a plane's black box? What purpose does it serve? What is a plane's black box? What name is given to planes that are used to show a pilot's great skill and daring in acrobatic displays? What name is given to planes that are used to show a pilot's great skill and daring in aerobatic displays? If you know the answer to any of those, 740-383-9944. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, live in downtown Marion in Air Chair 1 on this Wednesday afternoon. Everybody's welcome to call. So, hey, give us a ring. If you're out there and you've never called before, or if you have called, hey, get in the mix here. You just might win a McDonald's gift card. And here's how it works. If you don't want to come down to the station because of all the coronavirus stuff, I will mail it to you, all right? All you got to do, once your name is announced, is just send me your address via email, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Send me your address that way, or call me just as soon as I go off the air, and I will take down your address that way. But I'll send it right to your door. How's that? Easy, right? Don't even have to come down to the station right now. Well, there's a 28-foot tall, 20-foot wide fiberglass ice cream cone topped with cherries that are otherwise known as Twisty Treat Ice Cream Parlors that were designed by Robert G. Skiller, the father of Twisty Treat chain. Skiller started the corporation in Florida in 1983, but recently franchising rights were sold to a Canadian company. Nowadays, these massive cones are being replicated across the border. There is some controversy swirling around as to whether or not the building in Clyde, Ohio, is an original or a copycat. The main reason for this is, unlike the original buildings, the one in Clyde does not have a cherry on top. But have you ever seen those big, like I said, they're 28 foot tall, 20 foot wide ice cream cone parlors? They're pretty neat if you've ever seen one. Traveling across the U.S., I've seen several, and I don't remember exactly where all, but according to this article, there's one in Clyde, so if it's still open for business, you can travel up there and get yourself an ice cream cone. Created by local artist Todd Slaughter in commemoration of Franklin University's centennial celebration, this giant metal motorboard with an aluminum rod tassel was installed over Rich Street in Columbus on the university's main campus in 2002. The steel and aluminum sculpture, weighing almost 10,000 pounds and supported by 13 cables and 5 masts, is entitled Commencing as a giant graduation hat. Unlike traditional graduation caps, it stays up in the air indefinitely. So it's pretty cool. I've seen it before, but it's been a long time since I've been downtown. And I'm not sure if this article comes from 2020 or if it's a few years back, but I found this article on this hat. And so I'm not even 100% sure if it's still down there, because I haven't been down there for a little while. But it was pretty cool to see, for sure. Hey, head down with me to my classroom down here on the right. I've spaced out the chairs for social distancing in the classroom. And on the chalkboard, I have written our weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is ex voto. Ex voto. E-X-V-O-T-O. It's a noun. The definition of ex voto is a painting or other object left as an offering in fulfillment of a vow or in gratitude, as for recovery from an illness or injury. The origin of ex voto was first recorded in 1815 to 1825, so it's a word that goes way back. Again, the definition of ex voto, a painting or other object left as an offering in fulfillment of a vow or in gratitude, as for recovery from an illness or an injury. And that is our weird word of the week for this week. Okay, we've got just a couple of minutes left before we do the drawing and find out who is going to win the drawing for this McDonald's gift card. Alrighty. And so if you know the answer to any of these here, give me a buzz real quick. What red protein transports oxygen around the body and blood? What red protein transports oxygen around the body in blood? What type of remedy is made purely from plants? What type of remedy is made purely from plants? Aircrafts that fly faster than the speed of sound are called what? Aircrafts that fly faster than the speed of sound are called what? On what continent would you find the Alps? On what continent would you find the Alps? What is the mechanical device with angled blades that forces a boat forward? What is the mechanical device with angled blades that forces a boat forward? What is faster, the speed of sound or the speed of light? What is faster, the speed of sound or the speed of light? To protect its aluminum structure, the space shuttle orbiter was covered with what heat-resistant objects? To protect its aluminum structure, the space shuttle orbiter was covered with what heat-resistant objects? What is a plane's black box? What function does it have? What is a plane's black box? 740-383-9944. If you want to give me a call in the next little bit, go ahead and do it. Someone is ringing my phone right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it's a prop that makes the boat go forward.
Yes, it's a prop. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. And is this Becky Thacker?
Yes, it is.
Hey, all right. Good to hear from you. How you been?
Oh, been good. Staying in.
Staying in, yep. Staying in and probably doing a lot of duties that you can do for indoor activities, right?
Trying to. Every now and then we get something done.
Yeah, me too. Well, hey, it's good to hear from you.
You too. You have a good day now, Nate.
You too. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Been a while since we heard from Becky Thacker. It's good to hear from her. Glad that she's out there listening to the program. I appreciate the phone call very much. I appreciate everybody that called in. I want to say thank you to Bob, David, Jeff Ruth, Ernie, Noah, Lucas, Allison, and Becky. Thank you all for ringing my phone lines this afternoon. Let's find out which one of you is going to win this McDonald's gift card, all right? So we got everybody mixed up here. And like I said, we always do it totally at random. So it's just a matter of chance who wins. So the winner for today is Lucas. Lucas, you're my winner for today. Congratulations, Lucas. So just send me an email at radionateosu@gmail.com. radionateosu@gmail.com. Send me an email with your address or call me at 740-383-9944. As soon as the program is over with your address, and I will send this McDonald's gift card in the mail to you. All right, Lucas, congratulations. Enjoy that. Thank you to everybody that did call. I do appreciate it very much. Thank you, thank you. And I appreciate you lighting my lines up every week. Okay, it's time for Ladies' Corner. You can find this recipe that I'm going to give you on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. That's all you have to do. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Speedy Barbecue Beef Stir Fry is what I have for you. Speedy Barbecue Beef Stir Fry. Here's what you need. 1/4 cup Kraft Original Barbecue Sauce. 3 tablespoons fat-free reduced sodium beef broth. 1 pound boneless beef sirloin steak cut into strips, one small onion sliced, one large carrot thinly sliced, one tablespoon oil, 2 cups hot cooked long grain white rice. Here's how to make it. Mix barbecue sauce and broth until blended. Toss 1 tablespoon with meat. Let stand 5 minutes. Stir fry meat and vegetables in hot oil in nonstick wok or large skillet on medium-high heat 4 minutes or until meat is done. Add remaining barbecue sauce mixture. Mix well. Simmer on medium-low heat 2 minutes, stirring frequently. Serve over rice. So if that sounds good to you, go to my Facebook page, Radio Nate, and you'll see a picture, and you can copy and paste that down and make that up. Let me know what you think of it. Well, it's time for me to go. I'll be back here next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia. Check out my website if you get a chance, radionate.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S, radionate.webs.com. Email is radionateosu@gmail.com. Feel free to contact me about anything you wish. I would love to hear from you. Well, stay tuned. A lot of great programming straight ahead here on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it...